Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live. Phones are open as always here if you want to join us. 603-283-6160 is the number. That's 603-283-6160 in the studio is Ian and Matt. We're talking about the investigations of the federal government gang into so-called domestic terror, which includes people that are anti-government, anti-authority. They're looking hard at those different groups, and guess what that means? They're infiltrating. And that's not something new, okay? They've been doing this for as long as I've been around in the activism movement. They've been looking into the Free State Project since as far back, we know, as far back as 2005, when an FBI agent came to try to interview Dave Ridley back in the very earliest days, one of the earliest movers. Like, there was probably, I don't know, 10 or 20 people who'd moved here at that point. And they'd already started their interviewing and questioning and sniffing around. And now they've rounded up a bunch of the Oath Keepers, including Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes, and they've charged them in a 48-page long indictment, which I've been kind of looking through here. Now, you do have to keep in mind, whenever you read a government indictment, you're only getting one side of the story.
Yes.
And you're getting a very biased side of the story where they try to paint the people that they're indicting as total monsters.
And it is written by absolute sociopaths.
Yep, it's written by people who are political, and they're attempting to, you know, put people in prison cells who are peaceful and essentially build a career off of doing that. The attorney generals or assistant U.S. attorneys and attorneys for the Justice Department, so-called Justice Department. But that said, the indictments do reveal how these investigations tend to go. And they have a bunch of allegations in them, obviously. Now, whether the allegations are true, you know, that remains to be seen. But it's not a surprise, as I'm reading through this here, about Stuart Rhodes and about 10 other people were rounded up and arrested. Presumably, they're still behind bars. I don't know. You know, I imagine they're going to take this very seriously. I mean, they held me behind bars for 2 months, more than 2 months, for, you know, alleged Bitcoin-related so-called crimes. They're saying these people were trying to take down the federal government. And supposedly, they allege that that Rhodes and his associates were planning on stopping the transfer of power on January 20th last year when Biden took presidential office. And basically they back up their case by saying that they have confidential informants or agents themselves. They don't say which, but they talk about Signal groups. Signal, of course, is an encrypted messaging app that we've talked about a number of times here on Free Talk Live. It's probably one of the better ones out there. In fact, it's definitely one of the better ones out there. Signal and Telegram. Matrix is probably the best of the three. Signal and Telegram, both very, very good. Some have their favorites, but either way, there's not a lot of data that the federal government can get from these apps. The FBI came out with a chart recently. I don't know if you heard about this, Matt, but they came out with like a data sheet, like a quick little one sheet with, seven or eight columns on it, and each column was for a different messaging app. So there's WhatsApp from Facebook, there's the Apple's iMessage or whatever it's called, and then Telegram and Signal and, you know, four or five others. And they went down a list of all the different data that they can get through sending warrants to the various different companies that run these apps. And most of them, it was just a bevy of information that these companies could turn over about the users and when they're using the app. And even with the so-called encrypted ones like WhatsApp, they can still give you information about who you're sending messages
right.
to and what times you're sending those messages.
And they can't
to.
Wait to do that. When the feds come calling,
yeah.
They're like, ooh, we'll help, yes.
Yeah, what can we do, officer? But then when you look look at the results for Telegram and Signal, it's like they can't get anything. I mean, very, very little. There's very little information that they can get because those companies don't have information. In fact, about Telegram, they complain because Telegram doesn't even have an address to which they can send requests.
And let me, I have an idea, you know, I want to throw out there while we're talking about this. Even if you're not a person who's doing anything subversive, still start using those apps because you're just one more person they're going to have to expend some kind of resource on to try to track down.
Yeah, it makes it harder for them.
300 million, 600 million, a few billion people using Signal, it's going to become a problem for them. And by the way, at that point, we're going to start having developed even better versions, and they're just done.
It makes it a lot harder for them.
Yeah.
And they can't get the information that they want. I've seen them complaining about it when I was at the Christopher Cantwell bail hearing. They had an officer on the stand under oath testifying that they couldn't get any information from Telegram.
Yay.
They don't have a place to send a subpoena. There's not, like, an address that Telegram takes.
And, you know,
that.
You're going to be more of an expert on this than me, but there is such a thing as a new cryptocurrency that's in the process of being developed that is called Hush. And the purpose of Hush isn't to be a cryptocurrency so much. Mm-hmm. That's the token that goes with it. But it is the purpose of it is to be a blockchain-based private messaging platform, correct?
Yeah, I don't know where that one is on development. The developer of Hush kind of had a bit of a spat, shall we say, with a co-host of ours, Nobody.
That's right.
And had a bit of a falling out. And
the way I see that guy is, I see him as...
He's a little unstable.
He's like the Steely Dan of developers, because mm-hmm. Steely Dan always hired the very best musicians and ended up firing 48 of them before they finally settled on one that was...
he's a talented programmer.
He's a talented guy.
No doubt about it.
No, nobody's ever going to deny that. He's got the chops.
He just leaves something to be desired when it comes to getting along with other people.
Yeah.
So,
and you know, that in a way, that may be how I want my my. If there's a developer developing an ultra top secret, you know, but you know, secrecy is key. I want him to live the part too.
Yeah, he needs to find people he can get along with to help him.
Yeah,
because
he does.
He can't get along with people, and you got to have people that have a successful
There are people working with and for him that do not like him.
Yes.
But still are working because they believe in the product. Right. Like, they believe in that. Like, the vision is the same.
No, I get what you're saying.
They stay away from him. They work on the code remotely. They don't ever talk to him.
I'm aware of that, but even still, he still managed to piss some of those people off. So yeah. If you can't get along with people, you're not going to get as great as your code might be, you've got to be able to get along with people. Otherwise, it's not going anywhere. You need people to make a successful cryptocurrency.
You do.
I do hope that Hush works out, but I have not heard anything recently about it. Its price hasn't taken off or anything like that, so it's probably not ready for prime time yet, would be my guess.
If something like that does take hold, though, it's over with. It's going to be over with for those people. Like, if they already can't track Signal and they already can't track Telegram...
Yeah, and our Matrix chat is over at chat.freetalklive.com, and they can't do anything about the encrypted rooms there, except... for infiltrate. And if they can infiltrate you, they've got every single message you've ever sent. And that's how they do these cases. They get somebody on the inside. They have somebody join Oath Keepers, you know, somebody that's got the chops, right? They were in the military or they were in the, you know, police or FBI or whatever it was that they were in. And then they say, oh, yeah, I'm with you guys. You know, I like your freedom. And, you know, they talk the talk and they work their way up the rankings, however they do that in Oath Keepers. And then before you know it, they get invited to invitation-only Signal group chats, like they identify some here in this indictment. One of them. December 11th, they say Rhodes, this is Stuart Rhodes, the founder of the Oath Keepers, they say he sent a message to invitation-only Signal group chat entitled December 12th, DC Security / Leadership, unquote. And I named some of the people who were in that group, two of the other indicted people, and others. The others are the undercover agents.
Right.
And there's likely more than one of them, because if one of your agents gets, you know, somehow identified and gets kicked out of the group, well, you want to have another one or two in,
right,
if you can.
Need a plan B.
Plus, the agents can work against or work towards one another and gin up more violent talk, like, oh, yeah, I agree with that, bomb, this and that, shoot this and that, and then, you know, have another person who's also an agent say, yeah, we should do that, you know, and then that way it sounds like it's a popular idea, and before you know it, you know, other people are signing on. Apparently, Rhodes allegedly said in the group that if Biden were elected or to, were to assume, he was already elected, it was December at that point, but if Biden were to assume the presidency, quote, it will be a bloody and desperate fight. We are going to have a fight that can't be avoided, unquote. And so they're saying here that he is he's been charged with conspiracy, seditious conspiracy.
I want to hear more than that, though. That sounds metaphorical.
There's more. We'll share. Coming up here, it's Free Talk Live.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Matt.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various different features there. We do have a chat server. I did mention it a few moments ago. We were talking about encrypted messaging apps. Now, by default, the Matrix chat server allows the room creator to decide whether or not the room should be encrypted or not. So, by default, some of the rooms there are unencrypted, meaning that you can search their history easily. You can scroll back after you join the room and you can read things that were said before you join the room. Rooms that are encrypted, you cannot search their room history. And when you join the room, you are not able to read anything that came before the time you joined the room. So keep in mind, there are some key differences between the different types of rooms, but the technology is pretty rock solid there behind the Matrix server. You can join ours and check it out over at chat.freetalklive.com. Anyone can create a room. So if there's something that you want, you know, there's already dozens of rooms there. Maybe you want to join those. But if there's a topic that you want to see discussed in a room that doesn't exist, you can just create it. You can set it up however you want. It can be public. It can be private. It can be an invitation-only private room with encryption turned on. But remember, if there's an infiltrator, none of the encryption matters. Like, encryption's a good idea, and I agree with you, Matt, that people should get in the habit of using these tools every time, every conversation. Don't text message anyone anymore. Like, if there's somebody that you're texting with still, you need to tell that person to get on either Telegram or Signal or Matrix, whatever your preference is. You know, give them a choice or whatever. Use more than one of them. But get off of the texting, you know, SMS texting, completely unencrypted. All they have to do to get your SMS text messages is contact your cell phone provider and say, we want to get so-and-so's text messages, and they'll send them a whole list of them. So, whereas if you are on the encrypted messaging apps, it makes it a lot harder for them to get a hold of your conversations. In fact, in many cases, it makes it impossible, unless, of course, you are infiltrated, as we were pointing out here. And that's what they apparently did with the folks, Stuart Rhodes and 10 other people that were just arrested by the federal government gang and charged with things like so-called seditious conspiracy. They infiltrated their groups, they infiltrated their Signal chats, and so they have the logs, the chat logs of all the things that were said and what these people believed was a closed group. And it was closed. It's just that the federal government and people were inside
when they closed the door.
Yeah. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. I do want to talk about GiveDirectly. It's something we've been promoting for the last couple months here, and it's an organization, the first nonprofit, that allows you to give money directly to people who are living in extreme poverty. We're talking about folks in parts of Kenya, Bomet, and Kilifi counties who are in serious need of assistance. And what GiveDirectly does is they locate people who do need help, and they use mobile money to send them cash, which is really big in Australia, in Africa. Mobile money, sending basically phone minutes to people that they can then exchange for local currency. It's very interesting what goes on there. But in the past decade, they've delivered $400 million to over a million people. And research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. Plus, cash allows people to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors thousands of miles away choosing for them. So if you agree with that approach, we support that. And in fact, we're going to match your donations up to a total of $30,000. So if you want to help out, head over to give.freetalklive.com, and you can help some people that are really in serious poverty situations. We're talking about people that have to walk for miles just to get water. Right? That's how poor we're talking about. Give.freetalklive.com. So I was just looking through this 48-page long indictment against Stuart Rhodes and 10 other folks, and a lot of this information is coming from closed signal groups, but also other meetings that they apparently had in person or online, and even some open letters that were published according to, I mean, there's just ongoing, you know, organizing. People are talking about mobilizing to go to D.C. December 22nd, in an interview with a regional Oath Keepers leader, Rhodes stated that if President-elect Biden were able to assume the presidency, quote, we will have to do a bloody, massively bloody revolution against them. That's what's going to have to happen, unquote. He urged, according to the indictment, Trump to use military force to stop the lawful transfer of presidential power, describing January 6th as a hard constitutional deadline to do so. He said that further on the 23rd, in an open letter apparently on the Oath Keepers website, quote, tens of thousands of patriot Americans, both veterans and non-veterans, will already be in Washington, D.C., and many of us will have our mission-critical gear stowed nearby just outside of D.C. He then stated in the letter that he and others may have to, quote, take to arms in defense of our God-given liberty, unquote. So, you know, and this document just goes on and on about the alleged trainings that they went through, the alleged preparation, stashing weapons and things like that outside of D.C., apparently, for some, you know, as of yet unspecified attack, which they clearly didn't do on December 6th. So that never materialized, but it doesn't need to in order for them to charge him with conspiracy. With, they're calling it seditious conspiracy. So, I don't know. Again, this is a one-sided document, clearly. We don't know if it was actually Stuart Rhodes who made the statements. You know, if he doesn't admit to it, then how are they going to prove that he was the person who was behind the account that made the statements? Maybe they have a way of proving those things. Maybe they don't. But, you know, based on the things that they allege here, it, of course, doesn't look good. It never looks good, though, when you read a federal indictment.
Right. But those cops can also take tons of things you've said
out of context
and then glue them all together as if you had a one, you know, 5-minute conversation where all of that stuff was said, and then fill in the blanks with whatever they wanted to say.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how this pans out over time. Of course, if you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Again, I'm against violence as a solution. I just want to make sure that that's clear here. I don't think that what Rhodes, if they were doing what they were planning on doing, or if they were allegedly doing these things, then they walked right into the trap. I mean, they should have known that their organization was infiltrated.
Well, it's if there was obvious. A dozen people on that list and they were all talking about, you know, those were the dozen that were going to access their gear outside of D.C. or whatever it said, a dozen isn't enough.
No.
It's break it to you. Even with, you know, the few fat leftist National Guardsmen that, you know, what's his name, Biden was able to drum up to protect the Capitol at that point.
Well, yeah, we don't know how many people were in their group, right? We don't know if this was a leader's group, so presumably they had their own groups. So, like, there were some guys from Florida, there was a guy from Arizona, and people were coming from all over. So how many they had at their disposal, that at least, I haven't read the full 48-page indictment, but presumably they may be rounding up more people. This
just
the beginning
of it. You know, word to the wise, if you have leadership, you've got feds. There will be feds in there somewhere. Yeah. You've got leadership. So decentralization is the way.
Yeah, and peace is the way. Because
peace is the way.
As long as you're not plotting violence, there's very little that they can gin up. If you won't fall for it, when they come around and they talk about why you need to bomb this or that or shoot this or that or whatever, if you don't go with them, then, you know, they don't have any.
Don't even talk to those people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's best to get rid of those people from your groups. Absolutely. They're bad news.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Winter storm watches and warnings have been put in effect from eastern North Dakota to northern Missouri ahead of heavy snow expected to start Thursday night. The area could see anywhere from 6 inches to a foot of snow. AccuWeather saying with the 22-30 mile an hour winds, there will be near blizzard-like conditions across parts of the Midwest and plains. President Biden going big when it comes to distributing COVID-19 tests. Biden saying on Thursday he plans to distribute an additional 500 million COVID-19 tests to Americans for free, doubling the original amount. A new report says Earth had one of its hottest years on record in 2021, with temperatures 1.5 degrees Fahrenheit above last year's century average. USA Radio News. A new Quinnipiac University poll clocks President Biden's job approval rating at a new low of 33%, down 3 points from the last Quinnipiac poll in November. The poll found that 53% disapprove of the job President Biden is doing. The poll also finding that just 28% of Hispanics approve of Biden's performance, suggesting a continued political realignment between the two major parties heading into the 2022 elections. College enrollment is at a 50-year low. It continued to drop last year, and nearly 1 million fewer students enrolled in college compared to 2019. That's according to a report from the National Student Clearinghouse. The rate of college enrollment has been trending downward in recent years and was made worse by the pandemic. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Ian and Matt in the studio tonight. The phones are open. If you want to join us here, you can. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. There's definitely big news that happened today we should talk about, I think. The Supreme Court has apparently blocked the Biden COVID vaccine mandate for those businesses of over 100 employees. You may recall that came out, that announcement, I think it was back in September. It was pretty immediately challenged, and now the ruling has come down. However, they have not blocked the mandate for medical facilities who accept Medicare or Medicaid payments. We can get into that story, and of course your calls and thoughts are welcome as well. In fact, we're going to the phones and to the fun. We got Major Payne calling us from Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
What's going on, Major Payne?
What's on your mind?
You and all the unders. Well, here, let me unplug my phone so I can get a little more comfortable. Thank you.
All right.
I was just thinking about, oh, damn it. Yeah, man, hold so long, I got a brain fart. What did I call in on?
Shoot, I don't know, Major.
Oh, damn it.
I'll tell you what, we'll put you back on hold.
Okay, what you, well, you, so what you guys were talking about a while back. About,
yeah, what's that?
The danger of texting.
Oh, yeah, yeah, go ahead.
And, yeah, when they first came out with these smell phones, I told my kids, I said, don't you put nothing in, on that inner tube that you don't want your grandma or the Pope to read.
That's good advice.
They, I just smelled it all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. If you got a good hound dog, they could track you all the way back to hell.
Yeah, I mean, that's good advice. These devices are not secure. I mean, even though Signal and Telegram or Matrix may be secure as far as their transmission of the data is concerned, they could have some sort of a an app on your phone, and maybe it's, you know, maybe Google's going to build it in, or Apple's just going to build it in at some point in the future, that's just, you know, capturing all of your key presses. So it could be that everything that you've typed in what you consider to be a secure messaging app has already been sent to them. That's
they could already be on the phones, for
yeah,
all we know.
The
that's
a possibility.
The big giant head is no joke, man. The big giant head is no freaking joke.
Yeah, they're creepy, and they want to know everything that's going on out there. And thank you, Major, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Definitely a legitimate concern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are paranoid. And like I said, they are flailing and dying, and they're not going to go down without a, you know, without lashing out a lot. And one of the things they're going to do is get increasingly more paranoid. And you'll see that
yes.
right in the faces of the actual the foot soldiers they have, the mm-hmm. cops and the, you know, the feds and so forth. You can see it in their eyes. They know
it's
something
fear.
Big. Yeah, it's a fear psychosis kind of attack mixture hybrid.
When you corner a dog and it's afraid, it's gonna lash
yeah,
out.
Yeah, and the thing is, they're even more freaked out because nobody's cornering them, but they still feel cornered.
Well, sure, because they're going down.
They're going down.
I mean, maybe they know. I mean, even Hillary Clinton admitted in whatever interview it was with some, I forget who she was talking to, but she said, time is running out. Our time is running out, or something to that effect, referring to, you know, cryptocurrency and attacking Bitcoin.
Mm.
By the way, before we go on here with the Supreme Court story, Bonnie has been doing a lot of work trying to capture some classic quotes from Nobody, who is our co-host. He, unfortunately, is prohibited from being on the air under some really insane bail conditions, which he's filing a motion to try to lessen those conditions. But, of course, the assistant U.S. attorney is objecting to that, and so it's probably going to take weeks before a court hearing gets had. And
because anyway, he's paranoid and psychotic.
The assistant U.S. attorney?
Yep.
And so they're not allowing him to speak out. They're not allowing him to be interviewed on the radio or on television. He's not allowed to express himself at any public events. And so he can't be here with us. We miss him. But we do have a quite a library of Nobody interviews and Nobody appearances on this show. And Bonnie has been going through some of his appearances and listening.
He can be a soundbite generating machine.
He really is. I mean, as long as you can spend some time listening and checking his interviews, you can find some good stuff. So Bonnie's been doing that. And she's got a series of quotes here from Nobody that we're going to share one of them for you. So this requires a little bit of a preface. So when asked by an interviewer whether he or why he would want to become part of the government while he was running for governor in 2020 as Nobody, he answered, quote, why would a virus want to become part of you? To destroy you. Yeah. It was a radio station, I think, in New Hampshire, in Wolfboro, that was interviewing him for that one. So,
that's great.
Yeah, it was pretty great. So kudos to Nobody. He's a great guy, and I look forward to being able to actually speak with him and see him and give him a hug at some point, because I'm prohibited from doing that.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, it really sucks. All because of the Crypto 6 situation, which you can learn more about over at thecrypto6.com. So, again, late last year, Biden came out with an announcement that they were going to require all employers of 100 persons or more to have a vaccine mandate in order to keep your job, basically. And
which is pure fascism.
Yeah,
that is corporations doing the legwork of the government.
Yes, and they used OSHA, the Occupational Safety Health Administration, to put this rule in place. And, of course, the Congress didn't have anything to say about it. It was a presidential directive, ultimately. And that tends to be how things work, right? When Congress creates a government bureaucracy, the bureaucracy can then just set its own rules, and they don't have to go through Congress. So OSHA, you know, took this rule on, and challenges, thankfully, were filed in court. And I got to say, I was pretty skeptical that anything would have worked out in the favor of businesses. I figured the court would say, oh, well, OSHA's been regulating you guys for 50 years, so what's one more regulation? I mean, OSHA, you know, they haven't overturned OSHA. And they didn't overturn OSHA, by the way. All they did today, the Supreme Court, did block the Biden administration from enforcing its sweeping vaccine or test requirements for large private companies. According to CNBC.com, they did that, but they also allowed similar requirements to stand for medical facilities that take Medicare or Medicaid payments. The ruling came 3 days after OSHA's emergency measure had started to take effect. So, of course, the bad news here is that this ruling is going to make people who had been, let's say, frustrated with the federal government to the point where they're, you know, ready to secede from the United States.
It's going to make them all acquiesce and say, Okay, we're safe now.
Now again, a bunch of them are going to say, the system works.
We can go back to sleep now.
Thank goodness for that Supreme Court protecting our liberties.
Yes, right.
As though they don't. 10, you know, 9 times out of 10 or 49 times out of 50 rule in favor of federal government power, federal government control, government regulations, the police state. I mean, the Supreme Court is constantly trotting out rulings in favor of increasing government involvement
in our
lives.
And I would say that this one was kind of a backdoor to that as well, because there's no equal protection under the law with this.
What do you mean by that?
If they're allowing this edict to stand as law for some people but not for others, you're clearly not having equal protection under the law.
Well, now, the reason they're allowing it to stand in the case of places that take Medicare or Medicaid is they've agreed to the government rules, right? Like, you want to take the government money, you've got to do what the government says.
Right.
So if you're a doctor that doesn't take Medicare or Medicaid, or if you have an office that doesn't accept those forms of payment,
every single one of those clowns does.
No, not all of them. The local people here that
run
the
direct... over 100.
Well, yeah, I know what you're saying, but my point is, if I don't know if the over 100 thing requires, it probably applies to anyone that takes Medicare or Medicaid. I bet you can have 3 employees.
I wonder how that goes.
Yeah. The mandate required that workers at businesses with 100 or more employees must be vaccinated or submit a negative COVID test weekly simply to enter the workplace, and also required unvaccinated workers wearing masks indoors at work. The court wrote in an unsigned opinion, quote, although Congress has indisputably given OSHA the power to regulate occupational dangers, it has not given that agency the power to regulate public health more broadly. Requiring the vaccination of 84 million Americans selected simply because they work for employers with more than 100 employees certainly falls in the latter category, the court wrote. So it's not like the court is saying here that you have bodily autonomy and that you can do what you want with yourself. They're just saying, oh, well, OSHA doesn't have this power, so we're going to say no to this. So if Congress changes the rules for OSHA, then OSHA can have the quote-unquote power. Or I think what you're more likely to see is they're going to cook up an alternative. They're going to come
probably
out of some different direction.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here. This isn't going to stop them. It's just going to be a bump in the road. You can share your thoughts. It's free talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. Well, everyone just can go back to sleep. The Supreme Court has finally ruled in favor of liberty.
Don't be mad anymore. Go right to sleep.
Yes, there's no reason to secede. There's no reason to peacefully exit the United States. The Supreme Court is going to back up freedom every single time.
You're
now
safe.
Because the conservatives are in charge.
Your children are still screwed.
Yeah, they don't care about your liberty.
Nope.
All they care about is that, according to the story here, the Supreme Court ruling against the Biden mandate. Okay, yeah, it's a conservative court, right? There's a majority, quote-unquote, conservatives on the court. But remember, all of the people on the court love the government. All of the people on the court rule for the government almost every single time. They didn't overturn OSHA. They didn't say, oh, this is all about your freedom to do business. This is, we're going to protect your freedom to run your business how you want. That's not what they were saying in this decision. They were saying, oh, well, we don't think Congress really intended for OSHA to take on healthcare-related regulations. They're not. That's not their area of regulation. They're not saying OSHA can't regulate. They believe OSHA absolutely can tell you how to run your business from a safety perspective. They're just saying, oh, well, this mandate doesn't cross over into OSHA's territory. So they're basically telling the Biden administration, hey, find an agency that does have these this power
that's
to regulate
right.
and have them implement it. And I think that's likely what you're going to see happen. But maybe they'll just drop this one. You know, maybe they'll walk away from this one. Okay, fine. So that doesn't mean that we're not living under tyranny. That doesn't mean that all of a sudden, you know, the federal government is going to get smaller. In fact, I just saw another headline. Federal government collects record taxes. So they're rolling in your money. They're going to continue to regulate. They're going to continue to control you. They're going to continue to tax you. They're coming up with, what is it now, $600 is the new limit on things that, like, PayPal has to report?
Yep.
And I think it's, from what I heard recently, it's like an aggregate. It's not if, I think it's like if you spend more than $600 in a year, you got to get reported on. Which, I mean, that's a good chunk of the American population.
That's everybody.
Yeah. So, I mean, these people... It's amazing who will take a court decision like this and just run, you know, shout from the rooftops about how everything's fine in Washington, D.C. No, it's not.
You could just opt out of that whole thing anyway. I mean, they're like with cryptocurrency guys, they keep saying it. Their cryptocurrency is not money. It's not money.
Well, they want you to believe that it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be part of their case against the Crypto Six.
It depends on which department you're talking to.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, well, each governmental department interprets it in the way that benefits them.
Correct.
And speaking of cryptocurrency, I happen to have some news about that. So there's a congresswoman, or sorry, not congresswoman, a senator named Cynthia Lummis. Have you heard of this lady?
I have not.
She's from Wyoming.
Oh.
Which means she's probably not the worst
right.
Congressperson out there. In fact, she's kind of into crypto.
Really?
She's like the U.S. senator who's the crypto advocate, basically.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is her background?
I don't know. But she's an advocate for cryptocurrency. She owns it, personally. She's admitted to having purchased and keeping some amount of Bitcoin or whatever. She's had to, like, you know, tell people how much she has because she's in Congress or whatever. And Wyoming is a place that has beaten New Hampshire as far as crypto-friendly laws, crypto-friendly state statutes. Now, obviously, freedom means not having a bunch of laws around, right? I think in general, you know, the ability to run your life how you want, so without having the federal government or a state government tell you how to run your life or your business, that I think usually means we need to get rid of statutes. But corporations feel like they need to have regulations. And it's stupid, but that's just the way that they are. They want to feel like they're doing what they're told to do.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be good little corporate citizens. And so having some statutes on the books that say, it's okay, little crypto corporations, you can do your business here, is essentially what Wyoming did. They cooked up a series of different crypto-related legislation that said, laid out different things and said, all right, in Wyoming, cryptos aren't securities. In Wyoming, you can create a bank called a special depository institution as a crypto company. In Wyoming, if you are already a bank, you can have crypto. You can hold crypto on behalf of your customers. Right? So these companies need to be told they can do a thing. Otherwise, they get real scared, and they won't do it. So that's what's going on in Wyoming, is they passed these things back in 2018. And they, you know, New Hampshire's not bad when it comes to crypto. We're one of the better states. We don't have any kind of, you know, crazy regulations against it like New York does. But we don't have that infrastructure that these crypto corporations are looking for. And so as a result of what happened in Wyoming, some mega crypto companies went to Wyoming, Kraken, which is one of the biggest cryptocurrency exchanges in the United States and one of them in the world, moved their operations completely to Wyoming. Because of these crypto-friendly laws that they passed. Well, according to Cynthia Lummis, who wrote an article for the Wall Street Journal, they also applied, and we knew that they were doing this. We mentioned this on Free Talk Live. The Kraken and another company, I think it's called Avanti, applied for the special depository institution thing that they created in Wyoming. And they were granted that. So they're the first two companies in the crypto world that are actually now considered banks under federal law and should be able to access the federal payment system. she says in her article here. The payment system is, of course, the ability to send wire transfers, ACH transfers between institutions. And she says that Wyoming checked every box, holding more than 100 meetings with the Board of Governors and Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. The Fed even provided input into Wyoming's comprehensive regulatory framework, as did Promontory Financial Group. It is an SPDI, a special depository institution, a bank, she says, without a doubt. It's eligible for deposit insurance and receives deposits relating to custodial and fiduciary activities, meeting the standard Congress set down in the Federal Reserve Act for what constitutes a bank. They did their research. They asked the Fed for input. They said, what do we got to do? They said, do these things. We did them. They did them. Should the SPDIs have payment system access? Absolutely, she says. Wyoming incorporated every principle from multiple Fed guidance documents. The Fed doesn't seem to care, however. Two Wyoming SPDIs, Kraken and Avanti, received their bank charters in 2020. They applied for master accounts with the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City shortly after. Over a year later, the Fed hasn't even started processing the applications, indicating it's still determining whether SPDIs are banks, which is not a serious legal question. In fact, the Fed is violating the law by delaying. In 1994, Congress required the Fed to act on all applications within 1 year. Numerous federal courts have stated the Fed has a duty to give payment system access to all banks and credit unions conducting legal activities.
The Fed is a private bank, though. Why would they be required to run their business any way that they want? Not and required to run their business against any way they would want to.
They are in bed with the government. You know, they've agreed to be regulated by the state. The Fed itself has said its payment services will be available, quote, to all depository institutions on an equitable basis in an atmosphere of competitive fairness. So, by their own statements, they're supposed to move on applications within a year.
Or what?
That's the thing. Nothing.
Nothing.
You know, they're getting a stern talking to by this lady in the Wall Street Journal. So she talks about how she's concerned with the Fed appointments, and she wants something to be done about this. But I thought it was just interesting that these people did everything they thought they had to do. They jumped through all the hoops. They asked for input from the Fed as to how to become, you know, part of their little system. And the federal government, the Federal Reserve Bank, isn't moving on their applications. So the cryptocurrency companies that are trying to play by the rules are being told, we're not even going to respond to you. We're not even going to look at your applications. What are you going to do about it?
And these are companies that repeatedly do this, too. They jump through all kinds of hoops wherever they can. They're looking for hoops to jump through. I can't wait. I can't wait to polish these boots.
It sucks. And I wish more companies weren't like that, but they are, unfortunately. But it's, you know, it just goes to show that there's a clear bias in favor of the old banking system and against cryptocurrency.
Yeah, and the old banking system is totally obsolete at this point if you want it to be. There's no need for that anymore.
That's right. Well, but these companies still want to have access to the wiring system. That way they don't have to have their own bank accounts somewhere else because the bankers don't want them to have accounts. They'll close their accounts on them.
Right.
So they're like, all right, well, we'll just become our own bank.
Gotcha.
Well, how's that working out?
Right.
Not so great. Out of time tonight. If you want the full story, I'll post it over on our social media platform at social.freetalklive.com. You can head on over there. And we will see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.